Get her in here.
We didn't scare her off.
Oh, there she is.
There she is. The famous Orianti, everybody.
She's back. We never thought she'd come back. She was on the show once before. We thought, oh, man, she's never coming back here again. And look at her. There she is.
And back. She's back.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, you have this new single. Well, it was released on September 10th, so it's been out for almost, I mean, a month. Sexy Bizarre that you did with Steven Tyler.
Yes.
You've worked with so many big people, though. I mean, where they're calling you now to work with you. You're the big person. You've surpassed all of them, like the Carrie Underwoods and the Steve Vais and the Carlos Santanas.
No.
You're still like,
Steven Tyler's on the phone for you.
Okay. Well, you know, it was pretty crazy. Real honor, of course, that Steven sung on this track. Played it for him up in Maui. We did a show for New Year's Eve and went back to his place. He cranked up this demo that I had in his garden set up and, like, speakers in the bushes. And he's like, I really like this. And then he called me, and he started putting my vocals on it. And I was like, oh, my God.
So wow.
Just the only way that he did it.
Was that the original plan, to get him to put his vocals on it? Or did he just say, you know what, I'm going to put my vocals on that? And you're like, cool.
Yeah, he just really dug the song.
What if you didn't want him to put it on? You're like,
actually, that's my part. I was going to sing that.
Well, no, he really dug it. And he was like, sort of humbly, oh, I want to sing on it. And then I thought, that would be awesome. And then so I just asked him, will you sing on it? And he totally wanted to. So it was awesome. I was very, very happy about that.
It's available now on iTunes and Amazon. Sexy mm-hmm. Bizarre.
All right, how'd it get its name?
Well, you know, we wrote this song as kind of a trashy party track. I wrote like six songs with Marty Fredrickson in Nashville. And this is a lot of fun to play, you know, it was like a three-piece and just a party track about being sort of different, eccentric, and owning it.
Is the E for ecstasy?
Woo!
Yeah, that's what she meant by party track.
Oh, yeah, you're just like, see how soft I am. Oh, I'm amazing.
Completely. and so, yeah, it's kind of got, you know, sort of a quirky title and it's a lot of fun to play live.
Now, we haven't heard this yet because we want to hear it for the first time with you here with us in the studio, but I heard from people who have that they were like surprised that it's not something that they expected coming from you.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, as far as like what you normally do, I mean, you're like the lead guitarist for Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
You do your own thing, too, though. You're going out with Alice here pretty soon on a tour.
Leaving for Russia in 2 days. So I'm manically sort of packing and doing a barrage of things right now. So it's
well, thank you for taking the time
crazy.
To come in. But
I know, of course.
You're also going to do like your own show, like a solo show, and then do the Alice Cooper shows on the tour.
Well, I did that with the last tour. I'm not too sure about this tour, but I sort of borrowed Alice's band, Glenn Sobel and Chuck Garrick, and we performed as like a three-piece, and it was really cool because Alice would come out for the last song, Foxy Lady, and surprise everybody. Like, he'd be in his like t-shirt and jeans, and it was day off, you know, and just get up there and rock it out, and that was just so cool of him to do that. So we had a blast. We played at 100 Club in London, and then we played New York as well.
Because the last time you were here, you were getting ready to leave on tour with Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Like, you were 2 days from, like, when you
and
were on
you were going
to
Russia then, too. Was,
I don't know. Maybe. You don't know. You're everywhere.
It's kind of, you know, I love Russia. I mean, it's, you know, it's a good spot, and they gift you, the fans come and gift you beluga vodka and caviar upon arrival.
All right.
That's how they
better get a lay in Hawaii.
Like vodka and caviar.
Alrighty. Yeah. Welcome to Russia.
It's going to be really freezing over there, actually. We're going to be there for like 5 days, and then we're coming to do an East Coast sort of tour. So that's
if you do outside stuff and it's super cold, because you're, I mean, you wear sexy stuff, you look sexy. Do you have to, do you still just freeze to death and look sexy, or do you bundle all up if you're doing an outside show in Russia?
You're wearing a big fur hat in Russia.
Well, I kind of wear this long coat. It's like it's like Maleficent. Sort of, it has a big shoulder,
right.
And it's very
like a duster,
like, regal,
or something. Like it goes all the way to the
floor. Looks like a big cowboy.
Up to the ground. Yeah, it's very evil and hot actually on stage. So I'm usually sweating profusely, but it's okay.
You've been playing guitar and performing for a very long time, since the age of six. But what's the most trouble that you ever got into when you were young?
Most trouble?
Yeah.
Gosh, I got into it. I used to get sent to, it was called the Blue Room at school, and you have to go into this room. It was completely blue and stare at the wall for like an hour. It was awful.
So that was like detention?
Detention, yeah. I got sent there a lot.
It's more like torture. It's nothing but a blue room. You had to go in there for an hour.
It actually was. It was awful. But I used to get sent there all the time for disrupting. Actually reading guitar magazines, not paying attention in class. Just the usual, you know, because I was like, you know, reading a Santana interview or something, you know.
See, kids, here's the moral of the story. Read guitar magazines. Don't pay attention to school, and you can be an enormous rock star. That's the lesson of that story.
Have you ever had an experience where you would believe in ghosts or angels?
Oh, ghosts, for sure.
Ghosts?
Thank you.
Yeah, ghosts.
And Halloween's coming up, so let's hear your little ghost story.
Well, I was convinced that my house was haunted when I was younger, and I made my mom get two priests through. And
to exorcise the home?
Yeah, pretty much. And because I thought my room was haunted. And I think it actually was, because it was kind of weird. And I thought it was just my imagination, but now thinking about it, it was kind of very strange. My remote control car went off in the cupboard at like 2 a.m. one night, and there was like just manically, like there was a possum or a raccoon in the closet. And it wasn't even on. It was kind of weird. It was like a staticness or something. And I woke up my parents, and they thought there was a rat or something in there, so they got like actually a fly squat, I remember, and some fly spray and stuff. So
for a rat? They got fly swatter and
I don't really know. It was late at night.
It's
so 2
o'clock in the morning. You know when you're a kid, you're just like, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what we're going to use, but we're going to, you know, make sure it doesn't attack
us. It's like there's a bat in the house, you got a tennis racket and a wicker basket. I mean, you know, you just go, I don't know.
Yeah, it was random things to, I don't know.
See, I believe in ghosts, too. I believe in ghosts, too. He doesn't. He doesn't think they exist. I'm like,
don't.
Of course it exists.
I think there was a rat in your closet.
I'm a little skeptical, like I've always been that way, but when I was younger, this stuff, sort of weird stuff happened, and so, you know, it kind of made me believe in, you know, supernatural. So now when we stay in hotels that I feel there's a ghost, I always say to like the tour manager with Alice, can you actually, we're in Kansas last time, I refused to stay in the hotel, I wanted to stay on the bus instead, so I just stayed in the bus because I couldn't stay in the room.
But do you let them know why? Like,
yeah,
no, the hotel's haunted.
It was just Kansas. Kansas freaks everybody out. Like, I'm staying on the bus. I'm not getting off
the bus. This
is a
really creepy hotel. This is super creepy. Like, you walk in and you're just like, okay, even the look at the hotel looked creepy, but it was very nice.
I'm going back to the bus.
Yeah.
If you could master an instrument, which one would it be? I couldn't even say it was a straight face.
You know, I'm a like really frustrated drummer, so probably drums.
Really? You have a love for the drums because you can't play them?
Well, I can play
them. I guarantee
them.
She can play them.
Well, I can play them, but not to the level that I want to be able to play them. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
So are you teaching yourself or learning so that you also do that in a show?
I play drums any sort of chance I get. So if there's a drum kit at rehearsal, I'll jump on the drums for a bit and annoy everybody. Because at home in Australia, I have a drum kit, but I can't have one.
And angry neighbors.
Pardon?
Drum kit and angry neighbors.
I have angry.
Yeah,
no, I have very angry neighbors right now. They're like patrolling my door at like 3 a.m. Even my Pomeranian barks once, and they're like knocking.
Really?
Like, what the hell? You know.
Heidi mentioned that you're a very, very sexy woman, but if you could change one thing about the way you look, what would it be?
I like to be taller.
How tall are you?
I'm about 5'5".
Huh.
Mm-hmm. How tall do you want to be? I mean, 5'9".
Five, nine, yeah. Eight.
That's how tall I am.
Maybe. That'd be good.
You want to be that big?
Then I wouldn't have to, like, wear heels all the time. That'd be good, you know. But, yeah.
Other than that, she's perfect.
Other than
that.
No. Yeah, come on.
Just break her femurs. Don't they do that in Japan where they actually break people's legs and then stretch them out? So you can get a couple more inches if you're really looking for that.
Stretched?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they break your bones and they pull the bones apart. Like,
that sounds
wondrous. You know, like teeth braces. They move your teeth around and they break your bones and they let they fill it in with bone.
She probably couldn't tour, though, for a while. Yeah. You know, a little tough.
Wouldn't be
a
like sexy.
Full body cast.
Full traction out there.
It's probably so good, though.
That might work for Alice Cooper, though.
Yeah, you're going on tour with Alice Cooper, and you have this this new single, Sexy Bizarre, featuring Steven Tyler. It was released September 10th. The deluxe edition of Heaven in This Hell can be purchased on iTunes and Amazon. But now it's time for us to hear this single. Is he ready for this single in the other room?
It's our first time hearing it.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
It's our first time hearing it. It's Orianthe, Sexy Bizarre.
Getting over it.
That's Orianthi's new single, God. Sexy Bizarre.
Are you kidding me?
Steven Tyler.
Can you imagine
there?
Seeing that live? Like that, that, what an awesome song.
That does make me want to party, though.
Oh,
I just want to leave,
God.
And just go start drinking right now.
Go drink. Let's go out. Let's go.
Let's do some shots.
What
Let's
are
get
we
Sexy
doing
Bizarre
here?
On the table right now.
Right? Oh, Orianthi.
That's good stuff.
That's a hit.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
Makes me want to drink some beer.
Oh, yeah.
Get this party started.
Mm-hmm. Some vodka.
You drink beer, Orianthi?
No, I'm more of a vodka.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my choice.
She goes right for it.
She's like, no, I go straight for the vodka.
Do you have a favorite vodka?
Yeah, Tito's.
Tito's,
because it's gluten-free.
Oh.
And it's like distilled a certain amount of times, and it's fabulous. Because I usually don't mix it with anything.
Can you get that here?
Yeah, I get it from Trader Joe's.
I can't imagine that
Tito's, all right.
That vodka had gluten in it. I mean, what the
Well, yeah, you know, it's
well,
weird.
Potato, like, it if it's made from potatoes, right, you got to worry about gluten, right?
I don't know.
It's gluten
it's
and potatoes.
I just know this one's made from corn, and it's good. And I like that one or Grey Goose. So.
All right, Tito's. I want to try that now.
Definitely go to iTunes or Amazon and get the deluxe edition of Heaven in This Hell. And this is the Sexy Bizarre is on Heaven in This Hell, right?
On the deluxe version, yes.
On the deluxe version.
It is a party track.
It's a trashy party track.
Love it.
iTunes and Amazon. I think we're going to have it available. This, the link to actually go from to buy it at HeidiandFrank.com. So just one stop shopping right there. Just go right through and we'll set you up. Thank you so much, Orianthi, for coming in.
Thank you for having
have
me.
Fun
have
on
fun.
Your tour.
Thank you.
Come back safe and join us again sometime soon, okay?
Yeah, I will for sure. Thanks
All
a
right.
Lot.
We're going to take a break. Come back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.